have a question.
Yes.
A few days ago, some of us were wondering about Baba's Mandali member, Kaikobad.
Yeah.
And the fact that he had all these wonderful visions and experiences. We wondered whether or not Baba ever indicated whether or not Kaikobad was on some higher plane of consciousness than the rest of his followers to have all those kinds of experiences and so intensely.
Baba never indicated that whether he was on any plane or anything of the sort. But there is a very humorous little episode in connection with his experiences. He would time and again tell Baba about it. He'd say that there is a switch there here somewhere that when it is put on, I begin to see all sorts of colors and things and inside the circle you appear and all that sort of thing. So Baba would nod his head and smile and all that. He'd continue to remember me. And he being of the priestly class, he was from the high priest family. Zoroastrian high priest. And what's their duty and job? To pray all the time for the Zoroastrian community, isn't it? So when he came here, there was no other duty given to him except to repeat Baba's name. That's how it was, and he enjoyed that, and he repeated 100,000 times a day. That's how it was. And after some years, he started having these little experiences, that he called them experiences. And Baba would hear them and say, pay no heed to these experiences. The important thing is that you remember me. Don't get yourself involved in it. Don't get yourself lost in it. He understood that, because Baba always used to impress upon us that all things that you see on the planes, even on the planes of evolution of consciousness, is nothing but illusion. This is also an experience here, that I see you as I see you. You see as I am, in the gross form. These are all things, but this is false illusion. On the planes that you see, the experiences you have of the different spheres and the worlds inside the spheres are real illusion. That's how Baba would say. But it's illusion.